This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
The holidays are all about sharing with family. Meals, couches, stories, grandma's secret pecan pie recipe. And now, you can also share a cart with Instacart's family carts. Everyone can add what they want to one group cart from wherever they are. So you don't have to go from room to room to find out who wants cranberry sauce, or who should get mini marshmallows for the yams, or collecting votes for sugar cookies versus shortbread. Just share a cart and then share the meals and the moments. Download the Instacart app and get delivery in as fast as 30 minutes. Plus, enjoy free delivery on your first three orders. Service fees and terms apply.
Presented by T-Mobile, the official wireless partner of Odyssey Sports. With an awesome network and great savings, there's never been a better time to join T-Mobile. Visit your neighborhood store to make the switch today.
The top stories happening in Houston.
This is what's trending in Texas.
Well, good morning and welcome to the Morning Bullpen Show, where coming up in just about 30 minutes, we have a chance for you to win some tickets to Pasadena Rodeo. It's Bull Bash time, and for our 6 o'clockers, the early risers, be tuned in. Right after 6 o'clock, you'll get your chance to win those tickets. Actually, you get two nights of tickets. We'll tell you all about that. Also on the way, jury duty is just about 10 minutes away. Mono's Country, just about 20 minutes away. Speaking of Mo, good morning, Mo.
Morning.
Eric with a K, also here. Good morning, Eric.
Good morning.
Let's get started with some of the things that are trending in Texas. Here are the top three things that are trending in Texas this morning.
Number three.
It's being reported that a person of interest is in custody in connection with the death of that 90-year-old veteran who was carjacked and killed over the weekend.
Ooh. Oh, yeah, yeah.
Yeah, as of yesterday, we had a reward up to $15,000 for information, and a person is being questioned. No other details released to this time, but we are hoping for answers for that family.
Fingers crossed on that.
Number two.
Obviously, the top trending story this morning is definitely the death of the Harris County Precinct 4 deputy. And the person believed to be responsible is in custody after fleeing yesterday. He escaped being held down by canine officers. Then he crashed his car into Galveston Bay, had to be rescued from the water. The deputy had been with the department since 2021, recently promoted, and obviously all of our love to his wife and children, but just a horrible story.
And the top story trending in Texas.
I had to pick one that was a little bit of good news because they're all bad. Mattress Mack is back at work.
Of course he's right back at work, right?
He seriously went back to the office, and that's where reporters got to speak to him. He said, "I feel pretty good, still loopy in a cognitive sense, but I guess I'm always a little bit loopy," is what he said. He appreciates all of us lifting him up in prayer, and obviously that's what we all need right now.
That is some good news there. That's what's trending in Texas, the top three things you're going to be hearing about all day today, and they're all powered by your good friends at Bayway Jeep in Pasadena.
Good morning.
Can I get an amen?
Time for some good news.
Every morning, we spend a little time bringing Bull Nation together to celebrate some good news. Just start out with your name, where you're from, and then just launch into what's making you happy this morning.
This is Crystal Wortman, and I'm calling from Kingwood, Texas, and I have great news. We are going to be having the In a Pickle Festival this Saturday, September the 7th, from 11 to 5.
Wait, did you say pickle?
Oh, yes, pickle.
Oh, yes. Okay, I'm there. Pickle Fest. Tell us, what is Pickle Fest?
Well, Pickle Fest is just a great way for the whole community to get together. It's a free event. We have live bands throughout the event. We have a pickle pet parade that we open up the event with. You can bring your pets dressed up and win prizes. We have the kids coloring contest. We have a home canning pickle contest that you can enter. We have the kids pickle eating contest, juice drinking by Bob's Pickle Pops, and an adult pickle eating contest as well.
I love drinking pickle juice, by the way.
He really does.
I love it. I love drinking pickle juice.
Wait, can you tell me why pickles?
Well, I actually make pickles.
Okay.
And we were in a bit of a pickle after Hurricane Harvey there in Kingwood Town Center Park.
Uh-huh. I see what you did there.
We were trying to bring liveliness back to Kingwood. The whole place had, you know, flooded and the farmer's market was doing poor over there. And it also helps benefit the nonprofit Hunter Syndrome.
Oh, my gosh. All right. So it's this Saturday. Give us the time again.
It's from 11 to 5.
11 to 5 in Kingwood?
Kingwood Town Center Park.
Kingwood Town Center Park. Y'all are on Facebook, right? Can they find the Pickle Fest on Facebook?
Yes, it's in a pickle festival or at Get Yourself in a Pickle.
The Pickle Fest, y'all, is happening. For that this morning, can I get an amen?
Amen.
Amen.
That's the way it works. We love hearing all about what's going on in your world and celebrating the good news, because we believe the more you celebrate good news, the more good news there is to celebrate.
Uh-huh. Thank y'all so much.
You could be our next 610 Amen, 713-881-5500 here on The Bull. Right, my kid's getting married in just a couple of months, and I have a wedding-themed jury duty question coming up in 30 minutes. Be here for that on 100.3 The Bull.
My three-year-old is already mortified by her father. And I feel for her.
Knowing the plumber, I can see where she's coming from.
Oh, he's not that embarrassing. He's a pretty stand-up guy.
Well, and I also, it's surprising that she's already noticing that. Like, I felt like, I don't know, I have memories from, like, my teenage years, maybe, like, middle school when I was mostly mortified by my dad. But yesterday was Sailor's first day of school. Now she's three, so three days a week she went to school. And he drops her off in the mornings because I'm here with y'all. But she wouldn't do their secret handshake when he dropped her off.
Oh.
And so he gets back in the truck and he calls and he's like, "You're not going to believe that."
Is the plumber okay? Is he recovered? Yes.
She's embarrassed. And so I asked her about it when I picked her up yesterday and she was like, "No. No."
Oh my goodness.
I know.
Is it like a humiliating handshake though? Is it like we bump hips and then we do like a pirouette?
It's like hands, elbows, slaps. No, nothing embarrassing. And it ends with a hug.
Oh.
And I thought that a hug was still okay when you're 3 years old.
Oh my goodness. It's happened already.
She's embarrassed.
Yeah, she's taking after her mother is what she's doing.
No hugs, please.
Embarrassing dad stories. You said you realized in middle school.
I can remember all of the times. There was one time, my dad's a collector of cars and he would always find like weird cars and like to like build them back up. And I remember him pulling up to pick me up in an Isuzu Trooper. And I was like, "Are we Crocodile Dundee right now?" I was mortified.
Oh, that's kind of awesome, actually.
I was going to say, I'd take an Isuzu Trooper. Pull the top off of it. Eric, what about you? Embarrassing stories when you were like embarrassed.
Okay.
Yeah, first realized it.
So my dad wasn't the embarrassing dad because Derek's dad, my best friend, mm-hmm. was the embarrassing dad. His name was Bobby Ed.
Yeah. Yeah, yeah, yeah.
And Bobby Ed never wore clothes.
What?
Bobby Ed wore tidy whities in his own house all of the time.
Wait a second. Hang on. Nope. If you can't wear your tidy whities in your own house, then
George,
where can
I
wear
would go kids? Ring the doorbell to go play with Derek, and Bobby Ed would come to the door in just his tidy whities. Ah, Derek's back there. Hey, sweetie, get out here. In his tidy whities, he called his son Sweetie all the time. Uh-huh. It freaked me out.
I want to be him.
I have this mental picture in my head of Bobby Ed.
And it's worse than that, George.
Okay. All right, we want to know embarrassing dad stories. Do you have one or did you live next to one like Eric? 713-881-5500. Tell us your embarrassing dad stories now on The Bull. Embarrassing dad stories. This started yesterday with Mo's daughter, Sailor.
At preschool drop-off, she was too embarrassed to do her handshake with her daddy. She's three, y'all. But it made me remember all the times that my dad really embarrassed me. And we love him, right?
My wife just texted me, reminded me of her dad.
Yeah.
Had the greatest thing. When ever, like, they were entertaining or we had people over or whatever, if it was time for everybody to leave,
yeah,
he would just take his shirt off.
Oh, wow.
It's like,
should try that.
We were talking about the tidy whiteys earlier. It's like, nope, just take the shirt off. Well, if Bob took his shirt off, I guess it's time to go home.
I can't wait to get old.
We want to know, what's your embarrassing dad story?
Angela's on the phone in KD. Hey, Angela.
Hi, guys. How are y'all?
We're so great. What'd your dad do to embarrass you?
So when I was in seventh grade, he got laid off. And so he took a whole bunch of different odd jobs. And one of them was delivering pizza. So when he would deliver pizza to anybody that was like me or my sister's age, he would ask them if they knew us. And if they didn't, he would bring his wallet out and show them pictures of us that were like in elementary and be like, you sure you don't know my girls? I'm like, Dad, stop asking people if you know us.
Stop asking strangers if they know us.
Well, if you see him at school, tell him Daddy loves him. Now that'll be $12.50.
You know what, though? So I love all these. Thank you, Angela. I appreciate it because I think all these are embarrassing but sweet stories, you know?
Emily and Katie, tell us about that time you were like, oh, come on, Dad.
So my sweet daddy, he felt the need at every performance I did, and I did a lot of things, but he came to everything, and then he waited for the quietest time, usually right after the performance, and you're supposed to wait to clap, and he would just yell out, Emily, that's my baby girl. Mortified. Yeah, he started it from the time I could walk and dance all the way until 18, maybe even college. He was still doing it. And now he does it to my daughter. So,
yeah. Oh, that's amazing.
So
and when you
cute.
Do something yeah. well, do you hear his voice somewhere in the back of your head?
Just like, Emily!
I do. And honestly, I wouldn't change it for the world yep. because now that I'm older, I am a teacher and I go to games and I support my kids. And I see these kids that don't have those dads yelling for them and those parents yelling for them. And so I'm that embarrassing person now for them and I yell for them.
That's what I mean. It's like, I know it's embarrassing stories, but these are so sweet. Thanks, Emily. I appreciate it. Blaya's on the phone. Blaya, tell us your embarrassing dad story.
Hi, yes. Whenever I was in elementary school, my dad would be a watchdog dad in the school and in the classroom. He would make seal noises anytime I would have to go and present a paperwork.
Stop
it. Exactly.
That is amazing. My daughter has asked me to be a watchdog dad, but I didn't know it was a great opportunity to humiliate her.
Now you know.
So I have to do this.
This is the best. I love it. Thank you all for sharing. We love your embarrassing dad stories, and you can always share with us and be part of the show. Now, coming up just about 15 minutes away, I have a wedding question today on jury duty. Jury duty this morning on the Morning Bullpen. We're just out here doing God's work. Every day we have a daily dilemma, and you help us get the answer. Today's dilemma is this.
Do responsible adults smash cake on your wedding day?
That's the question, because thank you, Mo, because I was going to add a whole lot more to it than that. But you got shocking. Right down to it. Yeah. What's the question again?
Do responsible adults smash cake on your wedding day?
What does that have to do with responsibility?
I don't know, it's George's question. What happened?
So here's the deal. My son Matthew and his fiance Liza, we love
married.
Liza,
yes.
They're getting married, high school sweethearts, mm-hmm. getting married after college, and one of them wants to smash cake, the other one does not want to smash cake.
Like in the face.
Oh, okay.
Like, now see, I'm kind of embarrassed. My son Matthew is the one who does not want the cake smashed in his face.
Wait, why?
He just was like,
she
does
wants
that
it
anymore.
She wants it.
She
smashed
wants
in her
the. Face. She, oh. Liza wants it. She calls it smush, not smash.
Okay.
But Matthew says, I do not want cake smashed in my face. Okay. He has a beard like I do, so so maybe that's part of it.
Nope. Matthew listens to the show. Matt, it is not your day. Whatever she wants, she gets.
That's actually kind of true.
Yes.
So I told Deanna I was going to bring this up. She's like, don't bring it up on jury duty.
Yeah.
Don't bring it up.
It's okay, Deanna.
But here it is.
Girl.
Here's the question again.
Do responsible adults smash cake on your wedding day?
That's what we want to know. Zach is your number one. Deer Park says here you've been married 4 years.
Yes, my wife and I got married in 2020. We didn't have a traditional wedding thanks to COVID, but I'm pretty sure if we did, we definitely would have smashed cake. So I'm going to go with the yes.
Awesome.
Okay, all right. So he's going to go with a smashed cake on that one, okay, for juror number one.
All right, John in the Woodlands, your juror number two. Do responsible adults smash cake on their wedding day?
Man, yep.
Yep.
Sure do. Flat out. My first marriage, we didn't, and it didn't last.
I tell you what,
we did. We have never argued. It is the best marriage I could ever ask
yes.
for.
I'm happy for you.
Smashing
leads to smashing.
All right. Your number three,
James
Mo.
Is on the phone in Richmond.
Why is it all dudes today? All dudes talking about wedding
stuff. Okay. Anyway, James and I have the same wedding anniversary. We're celebrating 4.5 years. James, do responsible adults smash cake on your wedding day?
Yeah, 100% responsible, fun adults do.
Ooh, your son is boring.
That is not fun. Look at these fun genes that he's passing on.
Okay. All right, juror number four is Jessica in Rocheron. Been married for 4 years. Do responsible adults smash cake on their wedding day?
Of course you do. It's tradition.
Tradition? Ooh.
What tradition? Who started this tradition?
I don't even know. It's been forever. And yeah. I don't think I've ever been to a wedding where you didn't at least smash cake a little bit. Some people get a little out of hand with it.
Yeah.
You kind of just smear a little bit on
there you go. That's what my wife did. She grabbed a little bit and just went boop.
Boop, right. Just smeared it.
On my nose. I booped her nose.
There's a difference between smush, and smear.
We didn't ever clarify, actually.
Let's clarify.
Lynn's on the phone in Katy. Married 4 years. Lynn, you know the question. Do responsible adults smash cake on your wedding day?
They definitely do.
All right.
They definitely do. You did it on your wedding day and you're still married?
We still are.
There we go. Well,
congratulations. Okay. Well, right. It's unanimous.
Yeah, George, hit the gavel.
Like,
yeah.
It looks like a loss today.
You're going to need to sit him down.
Loss today for Matthew. All right, on jury duty.
Do responsible adults smash cake on your wedding day? It was a unanimous yes.
Wow. Not a single no.
I'm surprised.
You didn't do it on your wedding day.
We didn't have cake.
You're just breaking all the stereotypes.
We had a shot wall.
Why did I not go to your wedding?
Shove it in your face.
That's right on brand for Mo. That's jury duty. Thank you for giving your opinion. Five calls say it all here on the Morning Bullpen. Whereas you're waking up, let's get you caught up on what's happening in Houston. Here are the top three things that are trending in Texas.
Number three.
Be advised, our friends at KJOU 11 have labeled Thursday a weather impact alert day. That's because heavy rain is expected area-wide, and that could lead to significant travel impacts and street flooding.
Number two.
The news that Houston icon Mattress Mack was in the hospital sent shockwaves across Houston over the weekend. But just after 3 days in the hospital, Mack is back to work and sends his thanks to the city.
And the top story trending in Texas.
A Harris County Precinct 4 deputy was murdered at a stoplight while he was on his way to work on Tuesday. The suspected shooter is in custody after being tracked to the Galveston area where he drove his car into the water and was rescued and arrested. And that's what's trending in Texas on the Morning Bull.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance, too, with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
The holidays are all about sharing with family. Meals, Couches, Stories, Grandma's Secret Pecan Pie Recipe. And now, you can also share a cart with Instacart's Family Carts. Everyone can add what they want to one group cart from wherever they are. So you don't have to go from room to room to find out who wants cranberry sauce, or who should get mini marshmallows for the yams, or collecting votes for sugar cookies versus shortbread. Just share a cart and then share the meals and the moments. Download the Instacart app and get delivery in as fast as 30 minutes. Plus, enjoy free delivery on your first three orders. Service fees and terms apply.
Presented by T-Mobile, the official wireless partner of Odyssey Sports. With an awesome network and great savings, there's never been a better time to join T-Mobile. Visit your neighborhood store to make the switch today.
Getting help for mental health shouldn't be as hard as it is. Mindful Therapy Group is here to make your mental health journey as painless as possible. Mindful partners with thousands of licensed clinicians to find the perfect fit for you. And also accepts insurance. Visit mindfultherapygroup.com.
I'm Jenna Fisher.
And I'm Angela Kinsey.
And together we have the podcast Office Ladies.
Just because we finished rewatching The Office does not mean we're going anywhere.
Every Wednesday, we'll be sharing even more exclusive stories from The Office and our friendship with brand new guests. Plus, you can revisit all the Office Ladies rewatch episodes every Monday with new bonus tidbits before every episode.
So follow and listen to Office Ladies on the free Odyssey app and wherever you get your podcasts.
It's the Morning Bullpen, George Moe, Eric with a K, and it's time to have a little fun this morning with a segment we call 10-Minute Tune Time. This is where Eric, every morning, takes a call from you, and one of your calls will spark something, and he'll create a song. He'll go out, think about it, write a little song, come back and perform it all within 10 minutes, and we call it the 10-Minute Tune. But it starts with you this morning.
And by you, we mean Clara. Clara is 11 in League City. Hey, sister, what would you like Eric to sing about?
It's about how people spray all their perfumes and body sprays.
Hang on. Claire, can you get off your speakerphone? It's hard to hear you. It's cutting out like every other word. I always tell you, get off your
George.
Speakerphone.
She gets okay. It.
Clara. Okay.
Clara, what Sorry, do you want him to
Clara.
Sing about?
Sorry about him. He's angry. He's yelling at the sky.
Okay.
We can hear you better now.
All right. I would like you to sing about how lots of people spray like their perfumes and act body sprays and stuff in the locker room.
Oh, girl.
Are you in, what, middle school?
Yes.
Okay, so you want me, a grown man, to sing about middle school locker rooms?
No, like different
Clara, I'm sorry, Clara. I'm sorry for both of my friends here, Clara. Also, I have
like
something.
You
know, I get it. I really do. Eric can't smell, though.
Yes,
also,
I have
he has no
idea.
Sense of
that
smell.
Would be hard. But you, Mo is one of you.
Hypersensitive.
Yeah, hypersensitive smell.
And you could die from those smells because
you
fragrance
can't
is poison.
Die from a smell.
So, Clara, be safe out there.
All right. Thank you, Clara. We appreciate it. 713. Colin is in a test. Hey, hang on. 713-881-5500 is the number this morning. Go to line four, Eric.
All right, that's Chris and Willis. Hey, Chris, what should I sing about today?
Today is the premiere of the new Beetlejuice song movie.
Oh, are you a big Beetlejuice fan?
Yes.
Wait, don't say it three times. Don't say it three times.
No,
don't.
No.
It's a remake of the old movie?
No, how dare you?
What? No. It's a part two.
Oh,
no,
got it.
Remake.
It's a continuation.
So
original
wait, it's
cast.
A part two 20 years later?
Yes. It's a new generation. Yes. It's three generations of the family now dealing with Beetlejuice.
All right.
Yes.
Okay, I'm glad you're excited about it.
Someone is excited.
Yeah, I was going to say, not really on my radar. 713-881-5500. Colin is in Atascocita. Colin, what do you think Eric should sing about today on the 10-Minute Tune?
We haven't done the Harris County headlines yet this month.
Oh,
so
dang.
Come on.
Eric, you're falling down on the job.
Colin, that holiday threw us off.
What do you think he should include? Are there some headlines you remember?
Yeah.
Yeah, nothing I can think of.
All right.
That's
so
Eric's job.
Headlines.
It's all on Eric. Yes. It's all up to Eric now. All right. Colin, thank you for the suggestion, okay?
You're welcome.
Bye, friend.
Bye.
All right. So, Eric, we have
lots of options.
Yeah. One could get me arrested. If I sing about middle school locker rooms.
Middle school locker room, probably not a good idea. We had Beetlejuice the movie.
Appreciate the enthusiasm. Uh-huh. I think that's a good idea. But Harris County Headlines.
Colin is
we're
upset,
what,
buddy.
4 days late?
We're 4 days late on this.
Yeah. Okay, so every month, on the first of the month, usually someone calls and suggests Harris County Headlines. I pop on Google and I look at the weirdest headlines that happened in Harris County over the last month and I sing about them. So let's do it.
Okay, all right. That's going to be our 10-minute tune. Let's find out what you can create out of this month's headlines. It's Harris County Headlines next here on The Bolt. When did you break away from the path of your parents? Eric has a 5-year-old that has decided he doesn't want to be on dad's path anymore. We'll talk about that coming up in 10 minutes here on the Morning Bullpen. Right now, it's time for our 10-minute tune to find out what Eric has created with the suggestion, the rather irritated suggestion that we had this morning.
You're referring to Colin, who suggested this.
We haven't done the Harris County headlines yet this month, so I figured that would be a good...
Yeah, so that would be good. He's like, you know, here it is. We're on, you know, already into the month and you haven't done it yet.
Waiting. Eric.
I'm sorry, everybody. You know, I feel very attacked.
You know what's funny is we had like 3 calls while you're out of the studio of people going, that kid's right. He hadn't turned the Harris County headline.
All right, so let's do the Harris County headline. I always go back on Google and I just search for Harris County in Houston. Right? I find the weirdest headlines over the last month. So all of these are true, happened here in Harris County in the month of August.
In the style of Grundy County Auction is our Harris County headlines today on The Bull.
Well, I opened up my Harris County paper, and you would not believe what I read. Well, listen when I tell you, friends and neighbors, in August, Harris County went mad. I read Simone Biles made Houston proud. Andre's a Hall of Famer now. Kids are back to school and dang, it's hot. Traffic sucks at the airport. The Bull gave away a freaking horse. I read them once, read them twice. Houston, everything that I said is true. It's so nuts and unbelievable. The Morning Bullpen wouldn't tell you lies. These are the Harris County headlines.
Hey, how about that? We made the Harris County headlines, Mo. The Bull giving away a freaking horse. Yeah, so that was good. We made our own song.
Thank you for pulling the good stuff, Eric.
Yes, okay. There was a lot to filter through.
Mm-hmm. I forgot about Andre Johnson. I mean, I knew it happened, but I didn't realize it was back then. So anyway, that's our Harris County headlines. We do it every month at the beginning of the month, Colin. At the beginning of the month, we do it. And you can always be part of it. Here on the Morning Bullpen, you know we love supporting veterans here on the Morning Bullpen at 100.3 The Bull. But we have one of the coolest ways that you can help out a veteran. And it's coming up this morning on the 810 Amen. Send a reminder, be here with us at 810 here on 100.3 The Bull.
My son is abandoning the path I've laid out before him.
What? My son, he's 5 years old, yeah. Ford. So I got the kids, both my 5-year-old son and my 9-year-old daughter, Charlie. Uh-huh. I got both of them into Taekwondo because that was my sport as a kid.
Yes.
And I know that world very well.
Tell us about it.
I was going to say, anytime you meet Eric, he'll tell you about how many belts he won.
Double silver platinum belt.
And that was close.
And he almost went pro if he wouldn't have blown out his knee. You know what I'm saying?
Something like that.
Yeah.
I was a 2nd-degree black belt. Ooh. 3rd-degree recommended. Oh. I was about to test for my 3rd-degree.
I gave up my career in Taekwondo. Okay. But I've passed the love on to my children. And they both excel. They're both so good. Even at 5, you can tell that Ford has the body for it. Mm-hmm. He's got the self-discipline for it. Mm-hmm. And he has decided that today will be his last taekwondo class.
Really?
Why are you being so weird about it?
Because, first of all, he's been doing it for a year, since he was 4 years old.
That's cool, though, that he stuck with it for a year. And Bo, just back off. I kind of get this. As a dad?
Yeah. Y'all, he's five. He could decide to do it again tomorrow.
But
he's
then he'd lose his belt. He's going to lose his belt.
He's five.
He's worked so
but
hard.
He's telling Eric in no uncertain terms, I will not live in your shadow anymore.
Exactly. Oh, wow, he decided now he wants to be a ninja.
Isn't that the same thing?
No. Ninja class is like hanging from monkey bars and jumping off stuff and doing flips, and he wants to do all that now.
He wants to be a ninja.
I'm kind of with Mo, though. Isn't that the same thing?
So I feel abandoned by my five-year-old. Now, luckily, I still have my daughter who's 9 years old and loves her dad and wants to do what I tell her to do, which is taekwondo. So she's sticking with it for another 6 months.
She's living under your thumb for another six months.
She's living out my legacy, George. Sharing on the Smith name.
Don't tell me that you don't coach from the sideline.
Oh, absolutely.
Eric was looking for adult classes last week.
I know.
I miss it. The only connection I have to taekwondo, my former love, is through my children, and one of them is abandoning it. It's a big day.
Mo, when did you realize that you didn't want to be like on the path of your parents? I don't know if it was your mom or your dad.
I think it was like the minute I came out.
You're like,
mom was a teacher.
Yeah, and she told me, don't be a teacher.
Really?
Yeah. She knows what teachers go through, and she wanted better for me.
You got this.
I wonder if she regrets that.
Judy, call in right now and tell us whether you regret that or not. So, Eric, what about you? I mean, your dad is a great public speaker.
Yeah, he's great. Yeah.
All that kind of, I mean, your mom, I mean, when
she
did
sells
you
insurance.
Realize, when did you realize you were not going to be on that path?
I actually am very, very, very much like my mother. Very much.
I wasn't going to bring that up.
Should we look into selling insurance? Like, is that something we missed out on?
Actually, if you saw our paycheck once in a while, yes, let's sell some insurance.
Let's look into it.
The Morning Bullpen Insurance Agency.
Let's do it.
Oh, I'm so disappointed. Next thing I know, he's going to say he's not into the Marvel Cinematic Universe or anime.
Yeah.
And
he
burns
lose
him forever.
It could be tough.
You're cut out of the family.
It
burns his crock.
Not the Crocs. Yeah. If he gives up the Crocs, it'll be full on therapy time is what he's going to be here. See, my dad wanted me to. My dad was a pipe fitter.
Yeah.
And he used to call me like when I was in college in radio.
Yeah.
And honestly, making like $5 an hour, my dad would call me. He's like, "How's the radio going? You know what a pipe fitter's making, don't you? $28.50.
Whoa.
Full pension. Paid holidays.
Oh, like, my dad, goodness.
I don't want to be a pipe fitter.
Now I want to be a pipe fitter.
Yeah, sorry, I've stopped listening. I'm typing in indeed.com.
Yes.
Pipe fitter.
How to go to work at a refinery. That's what we're right now. Well, listen, we'll follow along and see what the new path is for Ford as he abandons his father tonight. Eric may not be here tomorrow.
The new Morning Bullpen with George, Mo, and Eric.
It's time for somebody to challenge Mo for her money, because Mo knows country.
Let's go to Richmond and get Cheryl on the phone. She's going to try to take $100 from Mo, and this is how you get it.
That $100 bill is right out of Mo's purse. It's going to be yours, but you got to win. So we're going to ask you both five country-related trivia questions, and whoever gets the most right answers wins. But ties always go to Mo. Cheryl, why is that?
Because it's Mo's money.
It is. All right. We'll get the game started as soon as she gets out of here, but you got to tell her to leave, okay?
Get to getting, Mo.
Bye, sister. Good luck.
All right. Five country-related trivia questions, and they start right now. Question number one. This Goodbye Earl group served up some sweet harmonies and later made headlines for not being ready to make nice. Who are they?
Either the Dixie Chicks or the Chicks.
Question number two. She's been married to Carl Dean for almost 60 years, and her advice for a successful marriage? Stay gone as much as you can. Can you name her?
Dolly Parton.
Question number three. All Over Me in 2010 proved that this artist could blend a little bit of pop into his country sound. Was he A, Josh Turner, B, Keith Urban, or C, Kenny Chesney?
Josh Turner.
Question number four. While he was singing "She Thinks My Tractor's Sexy," Megan Maroney drove out dressed just like him on a mini toy tractor. Name that country star.
Kenny Chesney.
And question number five. Little Big Town made a big splash singing about this type of boat.
Pontoon boat.
I'm sorry?
Pontoon boat, sorry.
All right, let's get Mo back in and find out what she's up against this morning. Another challenge for the Mo.
Uh-huh. She got 5 out of 5.
What the heck? Why?
You feeling pretty good about this, Cheryl?
Yeah, I think I got it.
Okay. All right, good. Let's find out how Mo does. Question number one. This Goodbye Earl group served up some sweet harmonies and later made headlines for not being able to make nice. Who are they?
Marianne and Wando are the best of friends.
Come
all
on.
Through their
I need
high
an
school.
Answer.
Those are the Dixie Chicks.
It is the Dixie. Oh, wait. I'm supposed to tell you, right?
Crap,
yeah. She got them all five. All right. Question number two.
All right. Let's go.
She's been married to Carl Dean for almost 60 years.
Yes.
Her advice for a successful marriage? Stay gone as much as you can. Name her.
Carl Dean is married to Dolly Parton.
Question number three.
Yes.
All Over Me in 2010 proved that this artist could blend a bit of pop into his country sound. Who is he? A, Josh Turner, B, Keith Urban, or C, Kenny Chesney?
I have no idea.
What? Just pick one.
What were they? A was
Josh Turner,
B
Keith
was
Urban, Kenny Chesney.
I'm going to guess B.
Okay, question number four.
Mm-hmm.
While he was singing "She Thinks My Tractor's Sexy," Megan Maroney drove out dressed just like him on a mini toy tractor. Name that country star.
That was Kenny Chesney.
And question number five. Mm-hmm. Little Big Town made a big splash singing about this type of boat.
Pontoon.
All right, Mo.
Yes.
Question number one, you got right. It is Dixie Chicks.
Yes.
I blew that. I already told you that. Question number two.
Uh-huh.
It was Dolly.
Yes.
Question number three, we'll come back to.
Ooh, you took a big swing.
That's the only one I didn't know.
Question number four was mm-hmm. Kenny Chesney. And question number five was the pontoon boat
yes.
from Little Big Town.
Mm-hmm.
Question number three, though, All Over Me. You
yeah.
remember that song?
No, I do not.
Oh, come on.
I honestly don't. Sing it, George.
Yeah. Okay.
I don't remember it either, George.
You don't remember it?
No.
I can't sing, but.
Well, just try.
It was a big hit in 2010.
I don't believe you.
And it was. Was it Josh Turner, Keith Urban, or Kenny Chesney? And you said...
I said... I forget. What did I say?
You said B, Kenny Chesney.
Yeah, because you said pop and country.
Oh, I'm sorry. You said
Keith
B,
Urban.
Keith Urban. Yeah,
yes,
yeah,
pop
yeah.
and country.
Yeah. That is incorrect. It was Josh Turner, and Cheryl got it wrong.
Cheryl! Okay, Cheryl, sing the song for me.
I don't know the song.
Thank you. Thank you very much.
So, Cheryl, are you saying you took a guess, too?
Oh, yes.
I feel good about that.
On,
I don't think that song even existed.
The song, all right? Here's
okay.
a little bit right here.
I know a spot down on the river underneath the sycamore tree. Save all your kisses up, bring on your sweet love, pour it all over me, all over me.
George, I've never heard that song in my entire life.
That is not true. That is not true. All right. I was going to say Cheryl, but Mo, you know what you got to say.
My name is Mo. I'm in the studio, and Cheryl knows country.
Yay. $100, Cheryl.
Thank you.
You're welcome. Even though I feel like we're kind of in this together, girl.
Exactly.
We'll give you a chance to take another $100 from Mo tomorrow morning, 8:20, right here on 100.3 The Bull and Mo Knows Country.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
Presented by T-Mobile, the official wireless partner of Odyssey Sports. With an awesome network and great savings, there's never been a better time to join T-Mobile. Visit your neighborhood store to make the switch today.
Getting help for mental health shouldn't be as hard as it is. Mindful Therapy Group is here to make your mental health journey as painless as possible. Mindful partners with thousands of licensed clinicians to find the perfect fit for you. And also accepts insurance. Visit MindfulTherapyGroup.com.
I'm Jenna Fisher.
And I'm Angela Kinsey.
And together we have the podcast Office Ladies.
Just because we finished rewatching The Office does not mean we're going anywhere.
Every Wednesday, we'll be sharing even more exclusive stories from The Office and our friendship with brand new guests. Plus, you can revisit all the Office Ladies rewatch episodes every Monday with new bonus tidbits before every episode.
So follow and listen to Office Ladies on the free Odyssey app and wherever you get your podcasts.